It's time for Apple Farm Chatter, your podcast for all things Apple Farm Service, the latest ag news, dealership events, and upcoming trends. Put on your work clothes. Apple Farm Chatter begins now.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Apple Farm Chatter. Kent Holmes here alongside Travis Wolf, and we are live here at Brookside Labs, aren't we, Travis?
Oh, yeah. I would say we were quite surprised with this place. I hope you guys are entertained by this show because we hope it's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is episode 2 of season 2, and we are not live, but we are recording this, I guess, live here at Brookside Labs here in beautiful New Bremen, Ohio, which is just about 20 minutes away from our Covington location. And we're joined today by Luke Baker and John McGuire from Brookside. So thank you guys for joining us.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, so I guess just some basic introductions. Luke, what do you do here?
I'm the president and CEO, so I've been here for like 15 years. So I kind of am the creative person who makes lots of messes. That's what I do on a daily basis.
That tracks. Okay, yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, John?
So I'm the chief innovation officer, and I kind of go along with Luke and stir things up. But I work with the people that are here to help kind of clean up some of those messes.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today and spending some time. I guess, Travis, what's the first question we got for him?
First question that we've got for you today is if you guys could just tell us a little bit about what Brookside Lab actually is. I mean, you guys aren't exactly in a known area in Ohio. It's not like this is a little town or anything.
Right. So that's a great question because we get asked that a lot. So Brookside Labs is, so we're basically an agronomical lab. So, you know, your standard soil testing, tissue testing. We do a little bit of environmental work as well, manures, compost. But we're different than a lot of other commercial laboratories in that we're a private laboratory. And we work through our private consultant network, which you'll see when you pull it into the driveway, you'll see this Amplify moniker, and you'll see that my shirt says the Amplify on it. And so we support a network of independent consultants called the Amplify Network of Consultants. And so we do a lot of education, a lot of support, a lot of research. You know, John and I are working on some just cool projects with what we do, trials. We do, I mean, we're into, like, it seems like everything, aren't we, John?
It does. Luke, one of the things that I was thinking as Travis asked that question is we've got a long history. The laboratory's been around since the 50s. And it actually started with making the connection between the soil and the animal agriculture and the cows in E.R. Cook's barn. And that's the foundation of the organization. It really started with somebody observing what their animals were doing in order to achieve a certain nutritional outcome in terms of licking whitewash off of a barn wall in order to get calcium. And what they realized is that the feed that they were bringing to those cattle were short on calcium. And they recognized that if they supplemented the soil with calcium, that made its way through the chain into his cow herd. And from that, he worked together with
Dr. Albrecht
from the University of Missouri, who was also following up that whole food chain calcium science as well. And the laboratory grew out of that. And originally the network of consultants was built around the fact that they were taking that kind of science to the farmers that they served in the 50s.
To get directly to them. Yeah.
A lot of sense. Yeah. And so I'm glad we had a chance to talk because it's just, for example, Apple Farm Service, we sell the equipment. We can sell the top of the line equipment and mixers for the feed, to place nutrients in the soil, everything that you would need. But if you don't have the knowledge of how to incorporate it with what you need actually in that mix or what you need in that soil, you're just spinning your wheels. You're just tilling the dirt for no reason. So this is why it's so important you guys are here in the community to be able to help our growers. And we noticed when we came in, this is a beautiful new building. Kind of what's the history from when you guys started to where you are now with all this expansion? It's quite impressive. We Google mapped it. We're like, oh, it's about the same size of about the dealership. And we got closer. We're like, nope, we must not have we were zoomed out too much because this place is ginormous.
Yeah, that's a great observation. Yeah, we actually started in New Knoxville, and actually I've been here for, I think this is my 16th year, and we were still in New Knoxville, and that was right across from the school, and we were landlocked, and we were growing, kind of growing at a modest pace, and through fortunes of just the things that we do, like we were able to, we needed more space. We just needed more space at that time, and so we were growing, and so we moved over here. It just is a better opportunity for us. It was in an industrial park. We were always worried about being across from the school because you're playing with. You're extracting things from the soil using chemicals, and you say that word, and across from the school, that doesn't usually go hand in hand. So this was a good place for us to come, and New Bremen's been a great community for us to be a part of. So that was about 2011, I think we moved over here, and then just 3 or 4 years ago, we had grown so much that we needed to add the expansion. And so, of course, when you walk in, you see the beautiful front part of the building. Well, that was added on because we do so much education. And we host meetings and things of that nature. And then in the back, we get just grown so much in our testing that. So we've got roughly almost 2 acres under roof here. So it's pretty substantial.
Right. And we're trying to figure out the square footage for Ega. That's what, like 90? How many thousand square feet is 2 acres?
About 90,000.
About 90,
95,
yeah.
60
Yeah.
Per acre.
Wow.
But we're like 80, right, just shy of 80,000 under roof, so.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Luke talked a little bit about the Amplify network. That's a consultant network of about 220, 230 individuals or businesses around the world that are actually shipping samples here to New Bremen, Ohio. We deal regularly with the USDA in terms of the permitting to accept international samples. It's soil, it's tissue, it's manures, it's materials to be applied, fertilizers, it's geophysical analysis of soil, so soil health. We've even dabbled in the tissue or sap
Sap.
space
Yep.
here in the last year or so. So Luke talked about the innovation part of this. Is a lot of the innovation or a lot of the ideas that happen here are actually born in the field. Somebody will have an idea and say, "Hey, I wonder if I can do XYZ. I wonder if I could extract the sap out of a potato leaf last year, right?
Yep.
And be able to analyze that sap to know what's in the plant to get a jump on things even before maybe a traditional tissue sample."
Awesome. Awesome. That's really, I think I want to learn more about all the different things that you guys have to offer. We're going to take a short break, and we have a little surprise for you. We thought it'd be a good comparison when you guys are soil sampling, getting the right soil for the right seed. So we have something for you, an episode of Dirt Date for
Oh,
you.
great.
So we're going to play that, and then we'll be right back afterwards to talk a little bit more about just all the different services that you have, all the things that you just mentioned, that it's not just soil, it's
Everything.
everything. So we want to learn more about that after we hear from an episode of Dirt Date.
From across the fields, past the crops, and directly to you, this is Dirt Date, the dating game show where beautiful fields look for someone to take care of them as groundskeepers. Everyone, meet today's lovely field, Felicia Fields.
Hey there, folks at home. My name is Felicia Fields, and for the longest time, I was content being by myself and not changing anything, but no more. I've decided that I need to get my soil treated right, and I'm here on Dirt Date to find what's right for me. Now, contestants one and two, here's my first question. If you really want to get the best out of me, then we need to talk about how fertile my soil is. I want to know what you plan to do to me to make me spring with life.
To get your fields looking pretty and full, I'll just spray all over your fields. My reliable brand of fertilizer has been known to cure what ails you, and I've heard no complaints.
What I'd want to do to you is really get to know you and everything that makes you. From there, I plan on getting deep inside your soil and giving you what you've been missing, from nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, calcium, and even ranging to zinc and manganese. I'll be sure to give you everything you need.
Contestants, I'm in need of a little TLC. What would you do if I let you put your hands all over me? Tell me what an intimate hands-on session is to you.
I'm a very do-it-yourself guy, and I'll just use my hands to take care of you out in the open for everyone to see. After the initial test is done, I know what your fields would like, and I can make you feel right as rain with a little plowing around.
What I would do is take you to a nice place, my lab, where it'll be the two of us to get down and do the dirty deeds you need. From there, I'll get to work on you, making sure that you enjoy my flow injection technology and getting the results we both want.
Final question, contestants. I won't deny that I love to be spoiled every now and then. And if I asked you to take me out to some fancy place, where would you take me?
I know a fancy little place where you fit right in, and we could go and see what type of tools you could benefit from. Our local Country Mart is a big box store full of delights we can use on you.
I'd take you out to one of the finest places that's available. I'd take you to Brookside Labs. There we can focus on you the entire time. They can test just about everything that's inside of you, from your soil to the water used to hydrate you, even testing your current compost, and they can test how your crops are growing. All of these tests can be used to help you become the most beautiful and full field around.
After hearing all of that, how can a field resist? I'm choosing contestant B.
Well, folks, it looks like the crowd has agreed with Felicia, and we can only hope that Dirt Date has helped another field find love. As a reminder to you folks at home, that you can get your soil tested and analyzed at Brookside Labs. Get a detailed analysis of what all is in your soil and get recommendations that can help you make your soil healthy, rich, and fertile.
Here we go. Episode of Dirt Date. That was a pilot episode. We're still waiting ponders on offers on Netflix, but so far it's not looking good.
Just gotta believe it's gonna happen.
You guys were chuckling during that. I'm glad you guys enjoyed that.
That was funny.
Somebody put their creativity hat on there.
Oh, we always have fun with these. Oh, yeah. Yep. So I know one thing Travis mentioned. You said we were wondering what year did Brookside actually start? 1952.
So a long
time ago. I know Apple started in 56, so about that same time. So you guys are probably, you said privately owned. So is it still somewhat kind of a family in the family? Or?
So that's interesting that you ask. It actually is, it's employee and consultant owned.
Okay.
So there's no one major shareholder. So the max shares anybody can own is up to 400 shares. And so it's kind of a spread ownership. And that's how it's been for as long as I know.
Yeah.
So just it's definitely a different ownership type of business than what we're all probably used to.
Yeah, it makes it's you can be large but still feel small at the same time and still feel everyone's a part of it.
Yeah, Kent, and that's what I was going to say is, you know, you mentioned a family feel. That is what our organization truly is. We've had some people come in to help us with some of the branding and things, and they've told us that we aren't your typical business. We actually function, the words that they used was a church, that connection that happens amongst a congregation is more kind of like what they have with when you're within the Brookside Network. And I know that sounds a little strange to say church, but it's more of a better definition of having that connection with the people you care about.
It's a community with a common goal.
Correct. And the ownership, you know, you mentioned ownership in terms of family. That's kind of what it is. It's people that have a personal stake in the organization. When you think about it, the people that work here and the people that are connected through the consultant network.
Okay. Now, I know right before we went to Dirt Date, you mentioned all these different things that you guys sample on. And on the website, it talks about all the different things you do. Egg analysis, environmental testing, soil analysis, lawn and garden testing. You mentioned the Amplify and the AI Pro. I mean, just kind of breaking it apart a little bit by each. What are all these things? It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And like I said, the main focus has always been testing. That's what we've always prided ourselves on is to be an industry leader in the testing space. And like I said, you can get your soil tested, you can get your water tested, we do fertigations, we do fertilizers, you name it. It's really pick up the phone and call and ask, and we'll tell you if we don't do it, because we do get into so many things. I mentioned we support the Amplify Network of consultants. That's really what our main thing is supporting our consultant network. So that family feel, that and that community and family feel that John was talking about, they are our family. The employees are our family. That we're just all really, really connected. Even, I mean, I was talking from the gal from South Africa this week, and it's just like, she was telling me that her dad had her, she'd been busy. Her dad had her leg amputated. So it's like, oh my, I didn't know that. Thanks for sharing. So we're connected in that way. So like when people have babies, we're, you know, always, you know, they're an extension of our family. So, and again, we have crazy aunts and uncles and family members, just like any family does. But when we get together, we always have a good time. But we're all about sharing and learning from one another. And that's what, you know, Amplify is about.
Sure. Now, most of our listeners to the podcast are going to be from the Midwest. A lot of them are going to be grain farming. A decent amount might grow a little hay. And they might have either a small to large dairy operation, some beef cattle. So I guess with those types of customers, what kind of services are going to probably be best for them that they can benefit from?
So a lot of those services are offered through the consultant network. And that consultant would probably come out and soil sample their field, test their manure, test their feed, test any of the inputs that they're using should they want to be able to analyze a starter fertilizer. All of those samples can be run through the laboratory. You know, without getting into too many of the technical details, basically, if that sample arrives on our doorstep through that consultant, we can run it through some process here in the laboratory to tell you chemically what that's made out of. You know, that it started with soils, but it can go to all of those other, actually soils and feeds has probably been the original analysis that the laboratory was built on. And one of the things I wanted to mention was, as we look at the profile of our consultant network in the Midwest, we roughly estimate that we're about 9.5 million acres of samples come through the laboratory every year. So
9.5 million acres.
Oh wow, that's incredible.
Now is that just like somebody has a 100-acre field and you bring in a sample and that counts as 100, or they're bringing in?
So in a 100-acre field, it's roughly, the guys break it down to 8 to 10 acre zones.
Okay.
And so from a 100-acre field, you may bring in 8 to 10 zones, or 8 to 10 samples there.
Okay. It's funny you say that in zones, because we were talking about, you know, the future of soil sampling, and we were like, how are we gonna get our next generation into wanting to do soil sampling? You got to start them young. So we came up with a new product, a new toy to try to get kids interested into the future soil sampling. So we, I'm assuming you guys would like to take a listen to see what we came up with.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go.
It's time to play the next generation of strategy from Milton Bradley.
B6. Miss.
It's Battleship, the soil sampling edition. It's loaded with action, suspense, and dirt.
D9?
Can't you find my high pH soil?
The classic game of strategy, now set to help train the next generation of agrologists.
J3?
Hit. E10?
Miss. J4?
Hit. You found my calcium deposit.
Yes.
Play it in any field. Anytime. It's Battleship, the soil sampling edition. Available anywhere you need prescription mapping.
I think we might get a couple future agronomists from that one, don't you say?
I think that's a great one. That's
We got this. I love it.
So it sounded like if you are a farmer in this area, you can come out, and it's not just, well, they have to come after appointment. They can come and they can take care of the whole field, whole operation pretty quickly as far as getting the tests.
Absolutely, Kent. So the typical service that a consultant offers is to show up and to really try to get a feel for their client's goals and be able to deliver the analytical services that are possible. That are required to achieve those goals. Like I said, when it comes to soil sampling, our consultants are trained to go to a field, recognize the variance that's there in terms of the soil type, soil textures, the soil properties, the crop rotations, those types of things in order to do a good job at breaking down fields, breaking down the target areas to sample. And then, like I said, they place that soil in the bag. The bag arrives here, and we do the chemical analysis. But we also offer those training services. We've got staff. We've got a research agronomist that is responsible for training new consultants, people that are brand new, potentially even to the agronomy services business. And we've got software that helps them break those fields down. We've got software that helps them keep track of their analysis and make their recommendations and deliver that back to their clients. And I think the word AI Pro came up here, but Amplify Information Professional is our web-based software that we provide to our consultants so that they can provide the results and recommendations back to their clients.
Okay. And I guess that brings up another good question with that AI Pro. And so Apple Farm Service, we do quite a bit when it comes to precision technology. We have precision team that goes out there that works with all the new equipment to maybe do prescription mapping when it comes to fertilizer, manure spread, when it comes to planting, when it comes to tillage, all that. So a question I guess I would have for our listeners, if they were to go and get soil sampling, is it a pretty easy process to take that information and then translate it where our growers can use their new technology to be able to make those decisions to make the profit off of that? How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. John was talking about AI Pro, and like when the recommendations are made in there, we automatically can publish a shapefile, and you can take that shapefile and put it right into your, John, help me out.
Yeah, right into your controller.
Thank you.
Okay.
So it's designed so that the consultant has the ability to publish that information right to the client. The client has the ability to say, yeah, I want to do it, and the consultant pushes that information either to maybe one of your reps or to the farmer themselves, and they can transfer that right into their controller in the tractor or in their piece of equipment.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know too. Then you guys are able to share with the dealership. So if you're new and you haven't done prescription spraying before or injection into the soil, you'll communicate with dealership. So the dealership, we can go out there with our precision team when you're doing your first field run, let's say with your injection tool, and say, yep, I can confirm you imported your map and correct.
Absolutely.
It's going to do what you're going to do. You're not going to burn out this part of the field because it's putting high where it's already high in nitrogen.
Absolutely.
Okay. And,
yep. The system has the ability to produce a paper map or a PDF map that you can have on your device, your phone, your whatever. And so that I've been in that role before, sitting in the buddy seat, trying to make sure that in the area of the field that you're sitting, that you're supposed to be applying, that the rate's going out that you're supposed to apply. So absolutely, it's built for ease, and it's built for accuracy.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, one thing before this, I actually sat down, we were talking about different equipment and getting them to work with custom applications, things like that. I sat down with Mike Van Horn, who is our J&M, which you guys are probably familiar with. Yep. J&M, a local company.
Yep.
And they make a custom, they make a nitrogen applicator that can do some custom work to it. So I had a chance to sit down with him, and I thought I'd learn a little bit more about kind of what offerings they have for those that might be interested in learning more about it. So here's the interview I had with him about a week ago. I'm here with Mike Van Horn with J&M Manufacturing. And since we're talking about nutrient placement and seed and soil sampling, Mike, I want to talk about what J&M has to offer for side dressing and application, and that's the NitroGrow that you guys have. So I guess tell us about what is it?
Well, we make four models of the NitroGrow 28 applicator in various row spacings. I mean, we go from 20 inch to 30 inch. The four models are 1,000 gallon, 1,600 gallon, 1,800 gallon, and 2,600 gallon.
Okay.
And we go from 30 feet to 60 feet. And various options. We've got two different colder options. We've got either injection tying option or a knife placement option. You can either equip it with tires or tracks, depending on which model. So if you're really concerned with the compaction of your soil, we can offer a track set that goes underneath them.
Okay.
Or on that model, we offer a walking tandem dual wheel setup too.
Okay.
So very, you know, a big choice. I mean, you got plenty of choice of what you need. So.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, probably a majority of everyone running this is what, using it for 28 pop up. Is that kind
of? Well, and that depends on where you're at in the country. Finding out, but most of it's 28. Some areas are using 32%. So I mean, it's liquid nitrogen, but different percentages.
Okay. And I guess the question for people listening out there, well, my applicator, I have one. It's a little rusty, and I think it's putting down what it needs to. But why would it be worth it for me to look at a J&M Nitro Grow? Right.
Well, we have got a colder that we make. We call our Paralink colder, which is a parallel linkage type colder, more accurate placement. We're using we're using an A750 pump. You can get an optional larger pump than that, but that tied in with either your own rate controller, or we offer a Raven rate controller. You're getting more accurate placement as far as in the ground. You're getting more accurate gallons per acre. The Raven can be controlled with like an ag leader or a different kind of programmable like map, so you can variable rate with it.
Oh, cool.
So
it sounds like this is kind of the key where everyone loves ISOBUS. This is ISOBUS compatible for whatever color you run.
Yes. Yeah. But the Raven offers either a standard controller or an ISOBUS controller. Or like I said, a lot of guys, if they've already got the ag leader controller, if they got a John Deere controller, if they got, you know, some other controller, we can offer it without a controller. They can utilize their own controller they may already have.
Okay. Okay. Now, if I want to learn more about everything on the Nitro Grow, what would be the best place to go look?
Our website. It's jm-inc.com.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there's a lot of information on there. You can watch videos. You can look at the literature. You can get list price and configure one on there. So awesome. We've actually got a configurator on there where you can, you know, get your list price and then go see your guys at Apple Farm Service to get, you know, your selling price.
Yeah. So. I know we got one or two here at some of our locations, but like you said, you have all the different sizes and options. So if we don't have exactly one you're looking for, like Mike said, you can go to the website, configure what you want, so you see all the options. Stop by, we can make sure that we give you the Apple Farm Service price, so you can see that discount compared to the list price, and it will help you out. So I guess before I let you go, anything else you want to share, Mike?
Well, currently we're on our early order program for these, and that runs until the end of August. So if we can probably supply you with one for this spring, but if not, if you're looking forward into next year, now's the best time to get one ordered for next year. So there's an extra discount for the EOP program. So, and if you got questions, call Apples or call J&M, and if you don't find them on the website, we'll find you the answers.
Sounds good. Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the time. We'll let you go. I'm sure you're getting finished up with this season, and you're getting ready to get into grain cart season. So I wish you luck and best of luck the growing season.
Okay. Thanks, Kent.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it.
All right. We're back here at Brookside Labs. And as the interview was going on there, you guys mentioned some good points, and it was kind of the key word was economics.
Yeah.
And so
Enlighten us.
Yeah.
Because ultimately at the end of the day, that's what everybody's concerned about. Can I stay in business? Right.
Right.
And I need to put food on the table. And so we've been, trying to not just through our tools, but encouraging our consultant network, and they're always looking out for the customer, but being really more of a chief data officer for their clients. So, you know, growers have all this information. How are you leveraging that information? Because a lot of people are gathering with all this this precision tools, which they're just so numerous anymore. Are you really leveraging all that data to your ability? Because most people probably don't have, and even I would argue some, not necessarily all of our consultants have all the, you know, tools to leverage all that data as well, but that's what we're here to help. And that's what we do. You know, John and his team really help with that. We actually have peer groups. We have a farmer peer group, and that they're learning to use data. We're helping them with that. We have farmer data clubs. We're helping them to that. And we're constantly coming up with new ways and new ideas to how to better leverage your data. Because if you can better leverage your data, you can start making in-season decisions on which lever to pull to give me that more return on what I'm doing in the field. And that's really what it's about, is how do I get that extra dollar, or a few cents or whatever it is per acre. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. And I know we were mentioning about, you know, your industry and our industry does work hand in hand. Equipment dealers like Apple Farm Service and platform that you guys have like AI Pro and what the services you have. And we were just talking about, you know, how does that relationship that you see with dealerships, how does that work?
I think it works very well when it comes to when there's prescriptions that need to be taken to the field. I think constantly I hear having support, having somebody that understands the monitor systems and understands how to maybe leverage the data systems that plug into those monitors to get those prescriptions to where they need to be. And then also, Kent, I think coming back on the outside or coming back on the backside, that feedback loop comes from a yield monitor and having the ability for the techs to make sure that the combines are set up appropriately to collect good information. That's huge. Having somebody that understands the equipment and the electronics to be able to make sure that the yield information coming back out of the trials or coming back out of the fields mm-hmm. are as good as they can be. And maybe I just had a little bit of a Freudian slip there because I want to talk about field trials and yield monitor data.
Yeah. And so how does a field trial normally work for you guys?
Yeah. Well, so we have a data program set up called, and Luke referred to it, the Farmer Data Clubs. If somebody has something that they want to understand better about their farming operation, they can work with our research agronomist and her staff to be able to set up an appropriate scientifically valid trial that leverages the application equipment, mostly like the J&M applicator that we were just listening to. Mm-hmm. If an individual wanted to be able to say, I'm curious about the right side dress rate for my farm, we could actually set up trials that if the controller's plugged into it, we pass that controller file to your tech at Apple Farm Service. They make sure that goes right into the monitor. And then all that has to happen is the farmer drives across the field and makes sure there's juice in the applicator and it's changing rate on the go. We line it up with guidance lines so that it falls to the path both for the applicator and the harvest machine. We get somebody to make sure that the yield monitor is set up and calibrated right in the fall. And again, all the farmer does is drive, collects the information. We rely to get that information back here in house. We analyze it and then we can present that back to them. And what's neat is Luke talked about the peer groups and the farmer data clubs is if we get enough people doing the same trial over and over again in different areas of the country, which we have, you understand things under different soil regimes, under different climate regimes, under different management regimes in terms of tillage or fertility, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We start, and we even like, you know, with, I do a lot of the analysis. We've actually even started using or leveraging machine learning last fall. And when you start gathering all those different soil types, weather regimes, and everything else, and letting the machine start teasing things apart, it actually becomes really, really interesting.
That's really interesting. And I know something that's recently changed, we're talking about it too during the Mike Van Horn interview, that's changed a lot for what you guys do too. Those in Ohio, familiar with the H2 Ohio movement to help clean up some of the watershed issues that we've had in the lakes. How has that, and I guess those that aren't familiar, a 30,000 foot view, what was H2 Ohio?
So the H2 Ohio program was a, again, you've mentioned it. It comes out of the Maumee Basin primarily and the Great Lakes or Grand Lake St. Mary's. It's a program to help understand better the input and export relationship of nutrients. And I think it comes back to data management. It comes back to understanding where you are in terms of your soil levels and your management practices in order to best protect our water quality. And I think that's the state of Ohio has put some money behind this program. And it's around, hey, try cover crops, or it's around, have you done no-till, or how can we subsidize you to have a strip-till unit, or when it comes to soil nutrition and understanding whether or not you need phosphorus, there's no better way to do it than having a soil test.
Yeah.
And it comes, you talked about economics, Luke. There's no point in applying phosphorus or any nutrient for that matter, if you're not going to get some kind of a return when it comes to yield. I think a lot of people have the impression that if a little is good, more is better. That may not always be true when it comes to soil nutrition.
No. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it's we hear that a lot, right?
So we actually had a report about that, didn't we?
We did. We have a special news report for someone who had that mentality. A little is good, so a lot must be better, right? and unfortunately, it creates an issue. And it
creates a lot of burnouts.
And so we have a special news report from actually one of those communities that really got hit hard from that. So we do have a special report from our own reporter, Grace Lagerson Haverland Lewis Smith. And we'll take a listen here.
I'm sitting in the middle of a field in central Ohio. It's hot, it's humid. You can hear the sound of the wind blowing around corn plants. Songbirds and crows fill the background.
Boy, it's peaceful here.
That's Patch Dirt. He's been living in this field for millennia.
I can remember when they first cut down the timber to make this field. Man, a lot has changed since then.
While times have been peaceful here, a recent issue has plagued this rural country block: overfertilization with chicken litter, leaving Patch and his community susceptible to ammonia addiction, or NH3.
Yeah, it was bad. First, my neighbor had the NH3, but it didn't take long, and it spread quickly like runoff.
Often those who manage communities overspread chicken litter. When litter is piled, it's easy to spread it and continue spreading it.
It wasn't bad at first. When we had a little bit of litter, it was good for us. Everything was thriving, but now we're just all burned out on NH3. I mean, just look around.
And Patch was right. Corn plants, which should be thriving, looked burned out.
It got me too. I thought the litter was good, so I wanted more and more and more. I've been told that you don't know you have a problem till you hit rock bottom.
And what was your rock bottom?
When I couldn't get a stand.
You couldn't stand?
Right. It might germinate, but then just burn up after.
Luckily, there's services to help communities like Patches that have been hit hard by NH3. Brookside Labs of New Bremen, Ohio offer life-saving services and treatments like soil sampling and soil health testing.
You know, they saved us. They really did. They came in, examined myself and the whole entire area, and had a detailed report in just a few days.
The report was the turning point for this community. Just as expected, extremely high cases of nitrogen and ammonia were found across the field. Their detailed report showed where the worst addictions were and hopeful areas that weren't as affected.
I don't know what we did without Brookside. They offered us a plan to get our community back to normal. We've been following it and have gotten our NH3 back to where it should be. Now our community knows what to add and how much. We're thriving again. No more burnouts.
And thanks to Brookside, Patch's community and hundreds of others are finding new life. From rural central Ohio, this is Grace Lagerston Haverland Lewis Smith reporting for Apple Farm Chatter News.
Thank you very much for that report, Grace.
Wonderful report, as always.
As always. We're glad to hear good communities like that. They just fall into hard times, and thanks to Brookside, they're able to pull themselves back out of a pretty bad hole. So thank you guys, Brookside, for helping that community out.
It was our pleasure. but to John's point, though, I mean, those are calls that we take a lot of. Hey, what do you think of this value? And it's not just nitrogen. It's a lot of other elements and how those elements interact with each other and how they, like, if one is too high, it can cause a deficiency in something else. And our whole organization, you know, back for 70 plus years was built on the foundation of balance. And it started with a calcium magnesium balance in the soil that John alluded to earlier in this conversation, that we, you know, discovered that the cattle were eating, you know, a plaster off the walls. But it's really the chemical, biological, and physical balance of the soils. And that's what our people are trained to look at, is just that overall balance of the entire soil system.
Awesome. Well, I know we're getting to the end of our questions. So, Travis, do you have anything
I really can't think of anything. You covered a good amount of ground, no pun intended, through this.
Is there anything you guys want to share? If not, we actually have a special prize for you.
Yeah, but you gotta earn it first.
You guys have to pick. So do you guys pick door one?
Suitcases.
We changed suitcases. Sorry. Do you choose suitcase one, two, or three?
Hold on a second. We got something for this. Play it.
All right. So you guys have a choice, one, two, or three?
Go ahead, boss.
How about two?
Okay.
We want to thank you for taking the time to be a part of Apple Chatter with this very special gift. Your incredible gift is waiting for you in one of these three identical briefcases. You can take whichever briefcase you want, but just know that'll be your final answer.
Is that two?
Are
two.
You okay. confident? Well, open it up, and you'll see that you've won a rain gauge. Yes, a brand new, highly technological and sophisticated rain gauge. Use the rain gauge to determine how much rain accumulates over time. This stylish branded rain gauge will look great amongst your collection of hundreds of drab-looking rain gauges. Now, because we like you so much, we'll even throw in the consolation prizes of an Apple Farm Service hat and coffee mug. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the big winners at Brookside Labs for their new rain gauge.
Luke, I love it. You're like, oh, I needed a rain gauge, because we're like, what's the one gift that they already have hundreds of? I'm sure a soil sampling place just has a couple rain gauges around.
Hey.
Well, we do, I think, but I don't at home, so.
Happy to help you then.
Well, we really want to thank you, Luke and John, all the folks here at Brookside who let us come in and take some time. If they want to learn more about you, your services, or how to get in touch, what can they do?
Thanks for call, visit the website, come. We do a lot of different trainings at different times too. There's opportunities to come. If you've got a group you'd like to bring in, call and let us know, and we'd be happy to host you as well. So
the website is blinc.com, www.blinc.com.
blinc.com. That's so you can find out more. John, Luke, thank you so much for your time here with Apple Farm Chatter. Check us out online. Where else can they find us, Travis?
They can find us on where you find normal podcasts, like Spotify. What else do we got?
We got Facebook, TikTok.
Everything then. Yeah, we have all the socials. Check us out. Our TikTok's been doing well, basically. So we have some quite interesting content.
I was supposed to mention we're on social media as well. So
Yeah, our social media director was like, so make sure you check them out as well. But thank you so much for listening to Apple Farm Chatter.
Thank you for listening to Apple Farm Chatter. If you haven't, subscribe today. Want more from Apple Farm Service? Like us on Facebook, follow us on TikTok, and check out our website, applefarmservice.com. Happy farming from your friends at Apple Farm Service and Apple Farm Chatter.